My name's Sean Collier. There's Aaron Kleiber. It's 2017.
Hiya. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody. We can stop with the 2016 catch-up and begin looking forward to the new year of cinema.
Yeah.
Which, this was not a year that I was pumped about, and then I looked at what's coming, and it's a pretty big year. Pretty big year of movies.
I will say, too, that as I was going through, like, oh, the top movies, you know, our last episode was our top movies of 2016. Check that out. And this is the intro.
This is still the intro.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Aaron got into a long point that he will finish this week on You Can't Handle the Truth.
And now, it's You Can't Handle the Truth. Honest reviews of the newest movies. Part of the Epicast Network. Hear more great podcasts at epicast.tv.
It is You Can't Handle the Truth for Friday, January 6th, 2017. We are live from the Epicast Studios in Allentown, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Not Allentown, Pennsylvania. That's a different place.
The Billy Joel place?
Yeah, that one. Allentown, the neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Hey, we told you this week's episode was going to be about Silence. They moved the release date of that on us, so that'll be next week.
Blew it.
We are instead going to preview the year 2017 in cinema. And Aaron, you were saying?
Oh, I was just saying that you know, when I look at 2015 and I look at what's coming up in 2017, I think 2016 was kind of a weak year.
Certainly in terms of the biggest stuff.
I mean, 2015, I looked at that list again and both of our top 10s were pretty legit.
Yes.
Like real good.
Yes.
I just especially looked in at like the 9 and the 10 and I was like, oh, that's good.
Yeah.
It's real good.
And definitely in the honorable mentions. There were I take my list to 25 every year.
Right.
And down around 20, 25 was like, yeah, that was good, but completely forgettable. And last year, everything in that, you know, the best 25, 30, 40 movies I saw is something I would say, oh, you have to see that, absolutely.
Right, yeah.
Whereas this year had some stuff that I liked, but I would be like, if you need to skip it, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But a lot going on this year, both in terms of your blockbusters and stuff I'm really interested in as well. Hey, let's preview it for you. Last year was review. Last week was review. This week is preview. Next week we'll get back to business.
Yeah,
not Aaron, because he's going on. He's gonna
be gone for a couple weeks.
He's a sailor now.
Sorry,
he's
guys.
taken to the water.
I'm performing on Norwegian cruises. The one out of a million chance that you're going on one of those 2 weeks.
He is
on one of their 9 ships.
He is a headliner / bosun's mate. He has to tell jokes and hoist the mainsail.
I'm a what?
I think that's a nautical term.
A bosun's mate?
I think that's a thing.
That sounds like a bounty hunter in Return of the Jedi.
You can be that too.
Bosun's mate.
Yeah.
So
here, what we're going to do is I'm going to run down. I'm going to toss some out. Aaron's going to tell you what he thinks.
Oh, yeah. And you then, got a lot coming.
I mean, I'm on. I love the site Film School Rejects. They have a list of 52 movies next year. I'm not going to read all of those to you, but I'm using. And we're going to start on February 10th with.
Are you going in order?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You skipping January?
Most of January is 2016 movies. You're talking about Silence, The Founder, Patriots Day. Those are all technically 2016 movies. And we will get to them as they come out.
That's true.
February 10th, The Lego Batman Movie.
Dude,
looks like a lot of fun.
Dude, my whole family has been excited about this for a long time. We can't wait for this. Cannot wait.
I wonder if that joke can get extended to a full film, but
I mean, dude,
they pulled it off with the first one.
Will Arnett as Batman is hysterical, and I think they're really great writers. They have really great writers behind it.
Yeah,
they really do. It's funny, and I know that there are some comedians involved doing punch up for a lot of the Lego movies. It's really funny. It's borderline sketch comedy.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And the Lego movie, I've watched more than one. I've gone back to the Lego movie.
Yeah.
So if it hits that level, it should be a lot of fun. And cool to see a different Batman on the big screen.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely a different take on Batman. And I love that they also, because right now my kids, actually probably as we speak, are playing Lego Batman 3.
Uh-huh.
And I love that Lego, it seems like the person in charge of Batman at the Lego Entertainment Company.
Yeah.
Just kind of, you can tell they love Tim Burton and Danny Elfman.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they kind of stick with, like, the generic default Batman is Michael Keaton. They use all the Danny Elfman music. It's pretty awesome.
I was playing Cards Against Humanity yesterday.
Okay.
And the card was Batman's Guilty Pleasure Is... And I should have, but didn't win the round because I played Vehicular Manslaughter. Because if you've ever played a Batman video game, he just runs over people all day. It's like, oh, he didn't murder anyone. That's Maybe funny. He didn't intend to murder anyone.
That's funny.
Anyway, the same date, February 10th, I didn't see the original. I think I remember you loving John Wick.
I did. It was fun.
And John Wick Chapter 2 is out.
That was Doug Benson's like favorite movie of the year.
I know. Is it?
He's like losing his mind over it.
Spoiler for the beginning of John Wick. So does it involve like a puppy being murdered?
Basically,
because that's why I didn't go. That's the only reason I didn't go.
I think if you like some classic action,
yeah,
you'd like it. It definitely is late 80s, early 90s action movie.
But does a puppy get murdered?
The reason, Sean, I think you'd like it more.
Because he's on a revenge.
John Wick is retired.
Yeah.
And then this mob, some stupid son of a mobster, of a big mobster, gets mad at John Wick and kills his puppy. So John Wick digs his machine guns out of a concrete, a chest that he buried under concrete.
Yeah.
And goes on a rampage because they killed his dog.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So you're saying that the emotional response I would have,
I think you'd be like, yeah, get him.
Would get me into it more.
Yeah.
And does it? I mean, I since I didn't see it, did it ask for a sequel? Are you glad there's a sequel?
I mean, I think they're jumping on that kind of, you know, transporter. You know, why not? It's enjoyable. You know, that whole what was the, you know, the Liam Neeson.
Taken.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah. Here's one for Keanu.
It's a little bit better, but he does all his own stunts and they're pretty badass.
You know what? I want to see more from him. He had a small part in The Neon Demon.
Really good.
And he was like a skeevy old dude. And it's like, give me some more of this.
He wasn't even a skeevy old dude. He was just kind of like, he's playing an asshole who owns a motel.
Yeah.
And he was good.
And a little creepy.
Yeah, a little weird.
And it's like, I want to see more of this out of you.
Yeah, a little bit of a piece of shit.
Now that The Matrix is a long time ago,
yeah.
Let's see that. We're going to reserve the conversation because it would take an hour. Get Out by Jordan Peele is out February 24th. We started talking about that beforehand, realized it would take a full hour to talk about that. So we'll come back to it. We'll come back to it in a couple weeks.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to do an episode on that. It's got a lot to talk about. Very interesting. Horror?
Horror movie from Jordan Peele.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then March 3rd, Logan, based on the Old Man Logan comic book, which I've never enjoyed an X-Men movie.
Me either.
That's the one that everyone says, making this one.
Yeah. First Class was watchable, but did I just lose a channel of headphone?
There we go. It was my fault.
Sorry. You know, I've never been excited about an X-Men, and so many have been so bad that I don't care about Logan. I don't care. I'll watch it.
I have this graphic novel at home. I've heard it's the best Wolverine story, so that's good.
Right. I've heard that.
But again, like, if it's good, it'll be the first really good X-Men movie.
I hope so.
We'll find out.
Are you going in a date order?
That's what I'm doing.
Well, you missed a couple that I'm excited about.
Like what?
Now, right now, not a lot of ratings, but it's at a 4.9 on IMDb. The Comedian with Robert De Niro.
Oh, that's definitely going to be bad. Because they started an awards push. That's a 2016 movie. They started an awards push and then called it off.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, right now, it's got a 4.9.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that's very limited viewing.
Right.
46 press rating. Yeah, that's interesting because about a year ago, a bunch of comedians that are I'm friends with in New York or LA are like, yeah, Robert De Niro has been showing up doing stand-up.
Right, for this film.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And he's making a movie about a comedian. It's like, what? Mm-hmm. Well, here it is. Also, Danny DeVito, that's interesting seeing them together. I mean, Danny DeVito does not do a lot of movies.
No.
So, I mean, obviously, as we're comedians,
yeah.
I'm very interested in it. I'm sure every comedian is going to hate it. We'll see.
Almost certainly. Which is interesting because, you know, you might have suspected that about Don't Think Twice, but every improviser I knew loved it. Because,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Right.
It's kind of the opposite. Because comedians are surly, angry people, and improvisers love everyone. Well, so
improvisers made Don't Think Twice.
True.
I mean, people that have years of improv experience. So. Right.
Also true.
Yeah. If it was like starring like Robert De Niro and Louis C.K., mm-hmm. Maybe that might work.
Have I skipped anything else on your list?
Well, The Great Wall is going to be terrible.
That got pushed, didn't it? Oh, no, it didn't.
February 17th.
It's just not on my list. Yeah, that's going to be terrible, and it's a stupid idea, and we should all feel bad about it.
Yeah, it's just going to... go ahead. What else you got?
March 3rd, also March 3rd, T2 Trainspotting, the Trainspotting sequel from Danny Boyle. He's the one doing it.
Right.
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, I know a lot of people had that poster on their wall in college. I barely cared about the movie the first time. It's just like one of those young people being jerks movies that turns profound, and I didn't care all that much about the original Trainspotting. Sorry.
Oh, you didn't like it that much?
It's fine. I liked it.
I love the soundtrack.
Sure.
It's one of my favorite soundtracks of around then. And I think that got bumped up to March 10th to compete with the other one I was going to mention, Kong Skull Island.
Yeah, Kong Skull Island coming out March 10th. I every trailer I see for this looks great in that in the Fury Road way, in the let's do the crazy version kind of a way. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for it. Could be disappointing, but that's the kind of thing that easily could be disappointing.
It's kind of confusing. But I'm pumped. It's like if Apocalypse Now had a huge ape in it.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird looking.
Also confusing. March 10th, a movie called The Wall.
Oh, yeah.
Doug Liman, who did Edge of Tomorrow,
yep.
Which was really good, is a psychological thriller slash war movie about a pair of soldiers played by Aaron Taylor-Johnson and John Cena.
Yeah.
That's an interesting pair.
Well, it's supposed to be about two snipers facing off, because that was pretty much the movie Sniper with Tom Berenger.
Yeah.
And then he did that in three different wars,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. But that's also the Thin Red Line, isn't it? Kind of, about snipers in World War II.
Yeah, I think that could be interesting.
But yeah, it's an American sharpshooter and trapped in a standoff with an Iraqi sniper.
We're only in mid March. March 17th, the Beauty and the Beast live action version. On the one hand, why do I care? On the other hand, these have kind of been okay. The Cinderella was pretty good. The Jungle Book was pretty good.
Maleficent was meh.
Yeah, Jungle Book, I think, was pretty good, though.
Jungle Book was good. It kind of fell out of, you know, our care, us caring, but it still was good.
The interesting thing about this one to me is, like, I think there's been, like, six movies where Emma Watson is almost a really good actress, and it's like, okay, make it happen on this one.
Oh, now you've perfectly described how I think about Anna Kendrick.
Okay. All right. And I'm just going to read this again. I'm quoting Neil Miller at Film School Rejects, because I don't know if you've heard of this one. It's called The Belko Experiment.
Yeah.
What if the office where you work turned into Battle Royale?
Yeah.
Written by James Gunn and directed by Greg McLean of Wolf Creek fame. It's all splattered brains and literal cutthroat corporate politics.
Yeah, no. Thank you for bringing this up, because I saw James Gunn. I follow James Gunn. I'm a fan of James Gunn.
Yeah.
I very much like him. And when I heard about this, it's basically the American version of, oh my gosh, I just went brain dead. We did an episode on it. Battle Royale.
Yeah.
And the whole office thing, and dude, Michael Rooker's in it, so that's cool. Mm-hmm. John C. McGinley, love him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down with it. You like Wolf Creek?
I can't remember. I think I've seen it, but I can't remember.
Yeah, Wolf Creek was pretty good.
Interesting one called Free Fire on March 17th. Brie Larson, Cillian Murphy, Armie Hammer. It's supposed to be kind of a stylish action flick. Ghost in the Shell on March 31st. One big issue, obviously. This has now become the poster child for whitewashing in 2017. And hard to look past. It's like, look, I like Scarlett Johansson.
Like everybody.
I like Scarlett Johansson a lot. Why do you need her in this? I don't know.
Well,
does she just get everything? Female lead? You know, every year
she's good at it.
I know people really love the source material. It looks like it could be an interesting sci-fi world. It also, it smells a little bit like one of those sci-fi movies that you're just going to end up bored because it's dark and serious and doesn't really get going.
Yeah. I like Michael Pitt. We'll see what happens. Did you skip Power Rangers?
No, that's a little later, isn't it?
March 24th?
Oh, no, there you go. Power Rangers,
bro. Apparently, I read a list of best movies coming out in 2017, and this was number one. I was like, relax. And I know we get it seems like this year's nostalgic Gen X.
Yeah.
Oh, the remake. This is the one that we're being told that we should lose our minds over for this reboot. You know, do you know what I mean?
So are we gonna get Jurassic World or are we gonna get Ninja Turtles? And I hope I'm wrong. Everything I've seen tells me, I'm going to go and get pumped, and then 10 minutes in, I'm going to be like, this is terrible.
Just the little bit of teenager story in the trailer, I'm just like, nope, done.
We saw the Mary Beth and I saw the trailer the other day, and I was like, when this gets to the credits, they're going to play the riff once.
Yeah.
And it's, so the trailer is already completely predictable in every turn. I don't know. I hope for the sake of my childhood and everyone's joy and happiness that it works out. Not betting on it.
I just want to throw this out there because this can't be good, but let's just say, did you know Chips is coming out in March?
Oh, for the love of God.
Oh, yeah. It's Michael Pena. Who I love him. Yeah. He's great.
Great actor.
But also Dax Shepard, who is what's her face's
Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell's husband.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote and directed it.
Oh, that's not a good sign.
I wonder if Kristen Bell is a producer.
I bet you some of that Frozen money found its way to this project.
Yeah. She's not. He is. Mm-hmm. So with his wife's money, let's just be honest here. I could be wrong. Email me. But that's just, I'm like, look. That can't be good.
Yeah.
Unless Dax Shepard's going to come out of nowhere and blow us away. Anyway, go ahead.
April 14th, I'm very excited for the fate of the Furious, Fast and the Furious.
You're very 8. Excited.
And by the way, I'm angry at them that it's called The Fate of the Furious, all letters, and it's not the F number 8, like Fate for 8.
IMDb still says Fast and Furious 8.
Look, I said this when I saw the trailer for this. I said on Facebook, hey, these movies are James Bond now. James Bond isn't James Bond anymore. Now Fast and the Furious is
James Bond. That, you said that last time, and I think you were very correct.
Did I have that thought the last time we did one of these episodes and just forgot I had that thought
you
for
absolutely
you?
Did.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
But look, Charlize Theron takes over Vin Diesel's mind and makes him a bad guy. I'm in. That's all I needed to hear.
God damn
Let's
you,
do
Sean
it.
Collier.
Kurt Russell's back. I guess The Rock becomes the main good guy by default then. That's great. That's going to be fun.
There's another. Well, you skipped one. I just saw the trailer for this during Rogue One. The Boss Baby.
Oh,
with
for the,
Alec Baldwin.
That looks so. That's the Beck Bennett grown man with a baby's body sketch from SNL.
Hilarious.
Turned into a whole thing. Oh, it's going to be bad.
I'm going to watch it with my kids.
Oh, it's
Smurfs, The Lost Village, whatever. There's a movie also, April 21st, The Lost City of Z. This is already getting good buzz from some of the things that it's Tom Holland, Charlie Hunnam from Sons of Anarchy, Sienna Miller, but it's basically like an explorer. Okay. Some explorer disappears while searching through the Amazon for this lost city in the Amazon. It's supposed to be a pretty awesome adventure movie.
May 5th, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Looks great.
Can't wait.
There's nothing to say. It looks like they are going to keep doing more of the same thing, which is exactly what they needed to do. Only Groot's adorable now. May 19th is Alien Covenant. How about that? I didn't see Prometheus.
You didn't?
I did not.
It was there were parts that were really, really good, and then it got really bad in parts. So I don't know what to tell you.
I might that might be a case where I have to watch it before I see Alien Covenant.
I am kind of excited because it is taking it from Prometheus to this.
Mm-hmm.
But also I heard that this was Ridley Scott's actual sequel.
Okay.
Like, this is Ridley Scott, and he says this is actually number 3
mm-hmm.
to him. This is Alien 3. But the cast is fantastic. Look at this, dude. Guy, not only do you have Fassbender, Catherine Waterson, James Franco, how do you say that? Noomi Rapace?
Yeah.
Guy Pearce, Billy Crudup. I love Billy Crudup, by the way.
Yeah.
Danny McBride, someone said that, I guess he's not in there. Michael Bane, who was in Aliens, the second one, and also recent Terminator. Guess he's not going to be in there. And right before that, King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, Charlie Hunnam, again, getting a bunch of movies. I don't think that's going to be good, but Charlie Hunnam is cashing checks, and so is Jude Law, so whatever.
June 2nd. Let's jump to June.
Yeah, let's do it. You really are skipping the big ones.
What am I skipping?
Like the ones that are Pirates of the Caribbean, the new Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, okay.
See, and I don't care.
Well, yeah, I
don't care.
Well, I went to a list of people like us. So, there's another Pirates of the Caribbean coming out.
And Baywatch the same week.
Okay, Baywatch, I aggressively don't care. As much as I like The Rock, it's like, why? Why are you bothering with this?
Whatever, dude.
Pirates of the Caribbean, like, look, there's a range on this, right? This range is between I'm bored out of my mind and I walk out going, that was a little better than I expected.
Right,
it's going to be somewhere. It's going to be between a 3 and a 7. It's, you know, it's not going to be great. It's not going to be the worst day of the year.
Sure.
It's just, you know, going to make some money.
Wonder Woman.
June 2nd is Wonder Woman. Have I made this point on the podcast or just to you talking? Here's the thing. Here's why I'm upset. DC is going to screw this up, okay? The only DC extended universe movie that's kind of good is Suicide Squad, and that's good because they re-edited it to make it more like Guardians and Deadpool. That's the only reason it's good. I guarantee if you had seen whatever movie they first cut for Suicide Squad, it would have been terrible.
Yeah, probably.
Now, maybe they've learned a thing or two, you know, from the failures of the past. But Batman v Superman was so bad that I think this movie is going to be okay at best. And what really bothers me about that.
Yeah, might be tolerable.
What really bothers me about that is then people are going to go, see, you can't have a female-led comic book movie. Yeah. And that's going to become a thing because DC got to it first.
Right.
Marvel screwed it up. They should have done something before Wonder Woman came out. They should have switched. Maybe you switch Doctor Strange and Captain Marvel on the schedule so that you get Captain Marvel to theaters six months before Wonder Woman comes out. Even if you had thrown together a Black Widow movie. Black Widow, absolutely not my favorite character, but I really just wish Marvel would be responsible for a standalone female superhero movie before Wonder Woman came out because I'm worried about what it's going to do for the genre. Thank you, I'm Sean Collier. Any other thoughts?
Yeah, let's finish up June because June gets really juicy.
Well, that same or a week later, The Mummy with Tom Cruise, which is supposed to launch like one of these
connected
universe for Universal Monsters.
Universal Monsters. Well, okay, I love the Universal Monsters.
Sure, me too.
I mean, it's I can't put them in my favorites. But it's like this, it's this thing of its own, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Same with like zombie movies, you know, I don't know. It's just, but so this is just, I look at it immediately and I see a SWAT team loading up the mummy on a C-130 plane. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Already done. Like looking at that picture, look at this picture, Sean.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm out.
No,
No, nope. I mean,
it's Navy SEALs loading him on a big plane. I'm already done.
It's an interesting idea. Not that. Like the concept of, hey, we're going to bring all the Universal Monsters and make a... That's an interesting idea. It should have been very like tongue in cheek and fun. It should be like Zombieland. It should be like Zombie, you know.
You know, I think that they should have invested a little more creativity into this, because I think if you want to redo the Universal Monster movies, you know, let's say the five Universal Monsters.
Okay.
I think you should really get people that that kind of vibe with the original. Like style wise, you know, you know, maybe have James Wan do one of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, maybe, you know, does that make sense? I mean, sure. It's just, you know, and then there is a setup where Russell Crowe plays Dr. Jekyll in this. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I read up on it, and they're trying to connect all this. There's going to be a Jekyll movie.
Surprise me. Please surprise me.
The Wolfman. I know, right? I know. Please. Yeah.
What else do you have for June? Because the list looking at is really light on June.
June is juicy to me. Cars 3.
It's getting good.
My kids are going to like it.
Yeah, sure.
All Eyes on Me. The Tupac movie.
Oh, really?
Tupac movie. Already saying that this Demetrius Shipp Jr. is unbelievable.
What's the date on that?
Like, it is June 16th. Like, he is Tupac.
Okay.
Like, it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Book of Henry with Naomi Watts. Apparently, that's supposed to be like does a kid die? Who knows?
Yeah. also, a movie called Rock That Body.
Yeah.
Kate McKinnon, Julian Bell, Alana Glazer from Broad City, Scarlett Johansson, Demi Moore, and Zoe Kravitz a Very Bad Things lady version.
Yeah, comedy drama. Can I read the...
Please.
Okay, ScarJo, Kate McKinnon, Zoe Kravitz, Demi Moore. Also, don't forget, Julian Bell.
She's great. She's
hysterical.
Hilarious.
Ty Burrell, hysterical. I'm looking for female comedians because it's loaded.
From Broad City.
Oh, yeah. A male stripper ends up dead at a Miami beach house during a bachelorette party weekend. I'm in.
Yeah.
Sounds hysterical.
That's going to be great.
With that cast, great. And then June 23rd, we have Transformers The Last Night, who gives a mother...
Yeah. Also on the 23rd, Sofia Coppola's next movie. It's called The Beguiled. Civil War sets story of a wounded Union soldier held prisoner in a girls' school in the middle of the Confederacy. I'll wait for the early buzz. I like her a lot. Lost in Translation is one of my favorite movies.
Right.
That's a premise that I'm like, oh boy, let's see what people are saying about it.
Well, also June 23rd, Halloween, The Night Evil Died.
Say what?
Now, oh yeah, a new Halloween movie. Michael Myers.
Did Rob Zombie direct it?
Nope.
Oh, that's
cool. It's a guy. It's actually a guy named Cole Bladen.
It's got a horror name, that guy.
He's worked on a lot of horror movies, but mostly it looks like in visual effects, like Inception and another Halloween movie. But anyway, very interesting here. It's definitely it's Pamela Strode. So that's Jamie Lee Curtis's mom.
Yeah.
So she is Jamie Lee Curtis's, Laurie Strode's daughter. This girl who's her daughter is going to visit her grandmother.
Okay.
And Michael Myers shows up in Haddonfield. Check this out, though.
Hey, keep it simple. Sure.
Okay. But check this out. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Moran is playing Michael Myers.
Who's that?
He is 59 years old. And he played the original Michael Myers.
In 1970?
In 1978. He played the original Michael Myers.
Sorry, 78. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. How about that?
He's always been the best.
Yeah.
The Shape.
Can he sit up like that at 59?
I guess so, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, his picture on IMDb is him sitting up in the bedroom.
Right.
Like, that's his IMDb photo. Like, dude, yeah, he was great.
That could be interesting.
So, and I know.
We got another horror franchise allegedly coming back later in the year. But before we get to that, let's take a little break.
Yeah.
Aaron told you he will be sailing the seven seas.
That's right.
So kind of hard to catch him at that date.
Mm-hmm.
I got nothing this weekend. what's going on? Well, the 14th of January, I will be at Peters Creek Pub in Finleyville, PA, which... That sounds like the middle of nowhere. But if you're down there, you know where it is. That's a fun show. It's a very intimate bar show. And then, you know, we got other stuff going on later in the month. Let's just get to the break show. Or how about January 21st? You'll be back because we'll be at... No, never mind. Nope. What the hell am I talking about? I will be at Arcade Comedy Theater January 21st with my dad, Gene Collier. Suzanne Lawrence will be opening up for us. It's the Collier and Collier Show at Arcade, January 21st at 8 p.m. So there's a plug.
And Sean, you might be on a 10 p.m. show at Arcade Comedy Theater that night.
Might I?
Yes, you might be.
Okay. What show?
Well, it's probably going to be a stand-up show hosted by Jason Clark.
Okay, that's fun. I'll stick around. Sure.
The stand-up get-down is, I believe, on the calendar for January 21st, but we're not doing that. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a stand-up show.
Oh, that'll be fun.
It'll be an all-stand-up night, and then midnight that night is technically Sunday, John Dick Winter show.
Oh, that's a stand-up marathon at Arcade Saturday, January 21st.
Go to all three shows. Tell them Aaron Kleiber said you can go to all three shows for $10.
Speaking of all three shows, if you're listening to this on Friday the 6th, I'm not involved. I'm just plugging.
Oh, okay.
The first Friday of every month is my favorite night of the month at Arcade. 8 p.m., Your Life, the musical, live improvised musical, always great, always packed. 10 p.m., Warp Zone's monthly show.
Yeah.
That's some of the best improvisers in town, and they've got a great format, always good. And midnight, Justin and Jerome Experience, the unbelievable sketch show. It's an hour-long sketch show.
They are stupid idiots.
And it's one of those things that,
it's hysterical.
I've like random people have walked in off the street and I've heard them saying, like, what's happening? Why are they doing this? Meanwhile, everyone who's a stand-up or an improviser in the room is dying falling out of their chair.
Definitely what do you call it? Like a chef's meal.
They're comics. They're funny people's funny people.
Yeah, right.
All right. So there's some stuff going on. Yeah. We will be right back after this word from the Epicast Network.
Boom! I'm Aaron Kleiber. Guys, check out my podcast, Grown Dad Business, part of the Epicast Network. I talk to guests, some comedians, actors, some pretty fun, interesting people about their kids, about their childhood, about parents. And every once in a while, I bring in my own kids. Like my son Luke. Should they listen to the podcast? Why?
Because we love you, right?
Oh, okay. Or my daughter Becca talks to us. Why should they listen to the podcast?
Because my dad is funny.
True.
He is a good spy.
He's a good spy?
Yes.
Not anymore. You just told everybody.
And he's awesome.
Luke, am I awesome?
He poops.
I do poop. Listen to Grown Dad Business, guys, part of the Epicast Network, and you'll get more of this and hopefully more entertaining things that is not happening. Follow your heart.
And we're back. I hope all of that chair creaking made it into the episode.
Sean, you didn't finish June. Despicable Me 3, dude.
Sure.
Sure.
That's the fourth Despicable Me universe film.
Sure.
If you count Minions. I liked the first one a lot. After that, I stopped caring quickly. But the first one of those was good.
I mean, also, that's June 30th, and also is Amityville, another Amityville movie with Jennifer Jason Leigh, who I always like.
Yeah.
But then also, there's a movie called The Beguiled. The only reason I'm bringing this up is because
I just said that in Sofia Coppola's movie. That's what I was just talking about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But you didn't say anything else.
No, it's in the Civil War.
Oh, yeah, it's Confederate, like, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Then you're, Colin Farrell? Yeah, dude.
Kirsten Dunst, Elle Fanning.
Nicole Kidman. And, Elle Fanning's killing it right now, I think. Nicole Kidman has always been pretty good. Colin Farrell's always pretty solid.
Yeah.
But Kirsten Dunst made a really good comeback in Fargo. She was amazing. Mm-hmm. Really good in the first season of Fargo. So
second season. And one of Sofia Coppola's favorite people to work with, of course. Marie Antoinette and The Virgin Suicides.
That's right.
So yeah, it could be good. Like I said, I'm gonna wait to hear the buzz on that.
But
one.
But July.
How about July 7th?
I said June was a little juicy.
Yeah.
July is where we really start hitting home runs.
July 7th, Spider-Man Homecoming, and this looks like a lot of fun.
This is one of the first superhero movies that I saw the first trailer and was like, this is it.
Yeah.
That's Spider-Man.
That's him.
There it is.
And
like, that's it.
And the
maybe the first Captain America in World War II. I was like, yes.
Sure.
Yes.
And the villain is Michael Keaton playing basically evil Birdman.
Yeah, it's pretty hilarious.
I mean, I know Falcon is an established character, but the fact that they got Michael Keaton to do it 2 years after Birdman is unbelievably.
And he's kind of terrifying.
Awesome. Yeah. He looks great doing it.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I think it's going to lean heavy on Robert Downey Jr. because that's how these happen, right? Mm-hmm. New character, pair him up with one of the established Avengers.
They didn't mention who is Donald Glover playing.
I don't know that. I do not know the answer to that question.
Okay.
Like a buddy of his? I don't know.
Nah, he ain't no buddy, because they're trying to set him up to be, who superhero he's going to be?
I just know he's Lando Calrissian.
Yeah,
he's
I know young that. Lando. I think they're setting him up to be something. Well, then July 14th, War for the Planet of the Apes. That was a good movie.
The last one?
Yes.
Both of them were great.
Yeah.
I mean, there were moments. What was the second one? Dawn of the Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, that was.
No, that was the first one. But the second new ape
whatever.
Movie. There were moments in that one that like
real
shook
good.
Me up.
Real
you
good.
Know?
Real good. So this is like the war. Mm-hmm. This is where the apes take over the planet.
Same director, Matt Reeves.
Yeah.
Woody Harrelson plays a mad colonel.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mad colonel? Yeah, I would take that. And then July 21st, I'm excited for Dunkirk.
Yeah, we haven't seen Christopher Nolan in a minute. And interesting to see him do something pretty straightforward.
Well, I know that when Christopher Nolan says, I've been working on this for a while, mm-hmm. or this is one of my pet projects that I've been waiting to do, which is what he said about Inception mm-hmm. and Interstellar.
Yeah.
So
pretty good pedigree.
Yeah, usually, you know, the other ones that he said that is his, like, baby.
And so. We haven't seen him do a war movie, and I'm very interested to see how that goes.
Right.
The 21st, there's also a movie called, this is the real title.
Oh, yeah.
Valerian and the City of 1,000 Planets. But it's Luc Besson's kind of spiritual successor to The Fifth Element.
Dude, I'm in.
Cara Delevingne.
It looks bananas.
Dane DeHaan, John Goodman, Clive Owen, Ethan Hawke, and Rutger Hauer.
Dude, motherfucker, Rutger Hauer.
Yeah. That could be pretty good. What else
is in
July?
Don't forget Rihanna.
What else is in July?
The Dark Tower.
Yeah, which, the 28th, The Dark Tower.
Yeah, man. Matthew McConaughey and Idris Elba. Now, it's a Stephen King novel, and Idris Elba is playing like a gunslinger.
Yeah.
He roams like an old west in search of the Dark Tower.
Now that's the Stephen King series that there's like a dozen books, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, so is this isn't going to be a standalone one movie thing, is it?
I doubt that.
Yeah, they got to have more of these.
It's a long story. Yeah. I know a lot of people are really anticipating that. And the guy who wrote it, he wrote The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. What else? A Royal Affair. Well, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, which is pretty good.
Later that month, written and directed by Edgar Wright. Edgar Wright, who you will recall from Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Yeah.
World's End.
Where yet?
Edgar Wright, his upcoming film is Baby Driver. And it's Ansel Elgort, who is the guy from Fault in Our Stars.
Yeah.
Is the star of it. I don't know what it's about. A young, talented getaway driver who works for different bank robbers gets in trouble when a robbery goes wrong. It's just going to be a big, funny crime caper.
It doesn't sound that good.
I think it'll be good.
It's one of those movies, only because it's Edgar Wright, I'm going to give it a chance. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those movies that's loaded with Kevin Spacey, John Barenthal, John Hamm, Jamie Foxx. I mean, dude, Flea. Hello. Mm-hmm. Flea?
Flea.
Yeah. It's like, oh, this sounds like you're... Hey, what about the Emoji Movie?
Yeah, let's pretend that's not
okay.
happening.
Okay, next.
Yeah.
Annabelle 2. I enjoyed the first Annabelle.
Yeah,
I
don't know what
like
more
horror movies.
I don't know how many more times a doll can be somewhere where you didn't expect and that's scary,
right.
But okay, sure.
Right. Well, it's David Sandberg. He directed Lights Out, which was, I thought it was well directed. So this is the next thing he's doing. So I'm fine with it. I'm excited.
Sure. My list takes a big jump here, so I don't know what you got in August or September, for that matter.
I got something. I definitely got something.
What?
September 8th.
What's that?
It.
Oh, yeah, that's happening.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Skarsgård will be playing the clown It, another Stephen King movie. He just doesn't stop making money.
No.
God damn.
How much money do you think he has?
Oh, he's got to be worth $500 million. Yeah. Has to be.
I mean, he gets probably more than that.
He has writing credits.
Yeah.
On God's sakes.
He's got to hire someone to stamp his royalty checks at this point.
His writing credits are at 244 writing credits.
You know what? You know what I just bought? Because I got a fancy sound bar for Christmas.
Ooh.
So the purchase, and I haven't watched any of them yet, was the triple Blu-ray of The Shining, Clockwork Orange, and 2001.
Ooh, shoot.
And
you got a nice big TV?
Got a nice big TV. It sounds great in there. And has Sean seen it? 2001? I have not.
I saw that when I was younger, when I was in middle school. I saw it in film school.
I'm looking forward to that. How about, can I jump to October 6th? Because we're running low on time. Not for your purposes, but for ours.
Dude, October 6th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blade Runner 2049.
Yeah, bro. Of course.
By Denis Villeneuve. That's what it is. Yeah, that's Denis definitely Villeneuve. What it is.
Mm-hmm.
Who you know from Arrival, which showed up in... What was it, number 3 on my list, number 2 on yours for 2016?
Yeah.
So pretty good, in short.
I'm also excited. Blade Runner is one of my favorite soundtracks. Very weird, electro, pop, what do they call it? I don't know what they call it. But the music, the same people who did Sicario and Arrival, I'm very excited.
That same day,
They work together a lot.
That same day, Kingsman 2, Kingsman: The Golden Circle. Yeah, it was fun the first time.
Super entertaining.
Sure, it might work out.
Yeah.
There's Liam Neeson has a movie called The Commuter. It's nonstop on a train. Moving on.
Friday the 13th in October on Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
I was okay with the first one before.
Well, this is another reboot. This does not.
Oh, I know.
This does not. That reboot. That's a while ago. That was like 2009, I think. And this is, let's reboot it again. Because hey, what the hell?
And our favorite James Wan. He's coming out with Insidious 4.
Yeah, why the hell not?
3 was okay.
I don't even think I went.
But it's once again written by Lee Whannell, which. You know, we've agreed in the past that Lee Whannell and James Wan need to be together. It definitely is following, you know, that the Tucker character, the Ghostbuster guys, Angus Sampson, and Elise, the medium. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
Steven Soderbergh has a movie out on October 13th. It's called Logan Lucky. And I'm quoting directly again here.
Katie Holmes.
A story of two brothers who decide to pull off a heist at a NASCAR race. It's Ocean's 11 meets Days of Thunder. It does have a good cast. Katie Holmes, Catherine Waterston, Adam Driver, Riley Keough, Daniel Craig, and Channing Tatum.
And Seth MacFarlane.
And Hilary Swank.
Yeah, dude.
And Sebastian Stan. He's the Winter Soldier, isn't he?
Oh, and Jack Quaid.
Maybe we'll find out. Is the last Steven Soderbergh movie that thing with Rooney Mara and Catherine Zeta-Jones, that Side Effects? Because that was pretty good. Channing Tatum was in that, wasn't he? Yeah. All right. Nobody saw. I'm going to jump to November unless you got anything else in October.
Yeah, Soderbergh has produced too many things where I can't find out. But he did Side Effects and he directed some episodes of The Nick, but that's about it.
November 3rd, Thor Ragnarok, the third Marvel Cinematic Universe movie coming out in 2017.
Don't give a shit.
I mean, it's going to set up the next Avengers. All right, whatever.
You skip Saw Legacy and also...
Oh, Saw Legacy, that's right.
And also the third Cloverfield.
Is the third Cloverfield again like a new...
I don't know. I mean, we had Cloverfield, then we had 10 Cloverfield Lane, and this is the third one.
And we don't know anything about it yet?
Whatever that means.
Excellent.
A shocking discovery forces a team of astronauts aboard a space station to fight for survival while their reality has been altered. That's interesting because maybe they're jumping around the story a little bit.
Maybe.
It seems like Cloverfield was the initial contact.
Right.
10 Cloverfield Lane was the residual contact.
Mm-hmm. And this then, is like a little later?
Or maybe it's before.
I'll be on board. I love both of those movies.
So do I.
And Saw Legacy, I do remember reading that this is kind of a soft reboot. Like, this is meant to be the wellspring of new movies, but it is not completely disconnected from
that. Right.
By the way, that mythology went crazy go nuts by the end of it, where like there had been like four movies where no, really, it was this guy. Like, they really just kept going back.
I mean, what number is this? It's like 8 or 9, right?
It's at least 8, and I think it's 9.
How are they still making money? I mean, well,
people love that, man.
I know. Yeah. November 17th, though, Justice League.
Yeah.
Hey, let's put all that shit together on a sandwich.
You know, we're going to see it, we're going to complain about it, and the world will keep spinning. I mean, that's the frustrating thing, is if this were anything else, and it's not as though big budget stuff never fails. Look at, you know, they wanted to make 8 Chronicles of Narnia movies, but nobody cared. They even the last Divergent movie, you know, with what's her name? Not Jennifer Lawrence, but why am I blanking on her name? I like her. She's great.
I don't remember her name either.
Yeah, that girl. you know, she's good.
Sure.
Yeah. They're not that. They have one movie left, and it might not get made because people stop caring. If this were anything else other than Batman and Superman, if with reviews that bad, they would stop and start fresh.
Yeah.
But they're just going to keep hammering these because it'll make enough money and around the world, and you know they don't have to be good.
I know we're talking about blockbusters, but I keep trying to bring up movies that I'm like, huh, that might be really good. There's a movie called Red Sparrow coming out right before Justice League. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Lawrence, Joel Edgerton, Jeremy Irons, directed by the guy who did The Hunger Games and I Am Legend, which is garbage. But but that sounds interesting because they're playing a sexy Russian spy falls for a CIA officer.
That's interesting. Sure.
Yeah, so it's a modern day that Brad Pitt movie.
Blowing through the end of the year, going this far and ahead, we don't know what's going to be good and what's
Murder
not.
On the Orient Express.
Directed by and starring Kenneth Branagh, but a good cast, Daisy Ridley, Penelope Cruz, mm-hmm. Michael Pena, Judy Dench, Michelle Pfeiffer, Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Could be interesting. Mm-hmm. Darkest Hour, November 24th. Gary Oldman plays Winston Churchill at the beginning of World War II.
That's interesting.
It's very interesting. Yeah. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about the big one at the end. Alexander Payne, who just most recent movie is Nebraska, makes a movie called Downsizing. The log line, a social satire in which a guy realizes he would have a better life if he were to shrink himself. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's like an Oscar bait thing.
Yeah. Matt Damon, Kristen Wiig, Christopher Waltz, Jason Sudeikis, Alec Baldwin, Neil Patrick Harris, Margot Martindale. She's very funny. You know her. I don't know how to explain it. Also, Udo Kerr, which is a bad dude. I love that guy.
A couple of things that don't have a release date yet. A movie called Annihilation from the guy who made Ex Machina. Huge cast. Natalie Portman, Tessa Thompson, Jennifer Jason Leigh, Oscar Isaac, Gina Rodriguez. It's the beginning of a sci-fi trilogy. Could be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
There's a kind of prestige movie about the tennis Battle of the Sexes, with that name, Battle of the Sexes, coming out with Steve Carell and Emma Stone as Bobby Riggs and Billie Jean King. Could be interesting. There's a follow-up to The Lobster called Killing of a Sacred Deer.
Also, Christmas, The Greatest Showman, Hugh Jackman playing P.T. Barnum.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's a musical.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
It's a musical about P.T. Barnum. Biography.
Aaron Sorkin directs his first film. It's called Molly's Game. It's about a former Olympic skier played by Jessica Chastain who sets up a high-stakes international poker game. It sounds like you're making that up.
That's
like
you were like, what is your favorite movie, Aaron, at the end of this episode? And I made up a movie and that was it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm excited for Jumanji.
You can be excited for it if you want.
The Rock and Kevin Hart and Jack Black.
Okay.
The special effects are going to be incredible.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
It'll be fun. It'll be a lot of fun.
Guillermo del Toro's next movie is next year, The Shape of Water. All we know is it's an otherworldly story set against the backdrop of Cold War America circa 1963. Michael Shannon, Michael Stuhlbarg, Octavia Spencer, Richard Jenkins.
That sounds real bomb.
That's what we said about Crimson Peak.
Yeah, but him in that time period, I'm excited for that.
Under the Silver Lake is David Robert Mitchell's follow-up to It Follows. And this is a noir-tinged crime thriller.
I can't wait.
Andrew Garfield, Zsuzsa Mamet, Riley Keough.
I can't wait.
And hey,
there's two more. Two more you're not mentioning.
Okay, what? We know what the last one is.
What's
the one I'm forgetting?
You Can Wait for Pitch Perfect 3.
It'll be fun. It'll be a good time. I mean, there is diminishing. Pitch Perfect was great. Pitch Perfect 2 was okay. I hope we don't keep going downhill. But yeah.
Well.
And then December 15th, Star Wars Episode 8.
Yep. Carrie Fisher is. Apparently they finished filming that.
And you have to assume that she is a big part of this one.
Yeah.
If Luke is coming back.
They said she was filming for months. Her and Mark Hamill were filming for months. Also, Tom Hardy
enters the Star Wars universe
as Stormtrooper. Interesting, right?
That could be like what Daniel Craig did. That could, like in the first one, one of the Stormtroopers was Daniel Craig and he didn't know and he left. But if Tom Hardy is a major character, boy.
Very possible.
And it's interesting. We know nothing about Episode 8. We don't have a title.
Benicio del Toro.
We know cast. We don't have a title. I mean, you can assume.
Everybody's in it.
It's going to be darker. We know that.
Yeah.
It is the Empire, essentially.
Laura Dern.
Of this trilogy. I really like that it's the director is Rian Johnson.
Yes.
Who you know from Looper, from Brick.
One of the most underrated movies in the last 10 years.
Brick?
No, well, Brick was very good.
Brick is great. That's
No, Looper was Looper is a excellent. Really good Looper time is travel excellent. Movie.
And Rian Johnson is...
He's also, I mean, he did a lot with Breaking Bad.
Rian Johnson is writing and directing Episode 8, and he's writing Episode 9. So... Yeah. I think it's in good hands. I think it's going to be good.
Yep.
Every time I hear about the Emoji movie, I get angry.
I love it.
Because the Angry Birds movie already happened, and this seems like a step down from that.
So stupid.
We got some movies. Got some movies in 2017.
There's a lot of good stuff going on in 2017.
Yeah.
What are you most favorite? What if you could pick three movies...
And watch them right now.
You had to watch right now. What would they be? That's my question to end this.
I would say...
I already have two.
I would say... I already forgot the name. By the guy who did It Follows.
Yeah.
What was it called?
You told me.
I told you.
I didn't have the list.
Well, that's not going to help.
The lake.
Yes. Beneath the Silver Lake.
Beneath the Silver Lake. Maybe. That is tied for three with Blade Runner 2049.
I would say that and honestly, Guardians 2. I'm really pumped. And I'm very curious about...
Are we both saying Star Wars?
No, I'm very curious about Kong Skull Island.
Really? You're not saying Star Wars? Like, you can wait?
Yeah, I can wait.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say Star Wars, and I'm also going to say It.
Yeah, that could be
very
interesting.
I'm a huge, huge fan of It.
Yeah.
So.
And keep in mind, this is the first film adaptation. That thing that we're all thinking of was a TV miniseries.
It was a TV movie, and let me be clear here. I love the book. Mm-hmm. Love the book. The stories in the book are phenomenal. I did the audiobook, by the way, mm-hmm. Which he played all the characters. The writer was Stephen, the guy from Wings.
Yeah.
He did all the voices, all the accents. It was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's awards for that, right?
Probably.
For the Grammys, I think
there's
they have.
Be.
For the Grammys, he should have won a Grammy for like spoken audiobook. I think Grammys do have that.
Yes.
I don't think he did though. But the ending of the book is absolutely bananas. Mm-hmm. And with the TV series, the first half, which if you knew it from renting the VHSs, they would come at two. The first one was spectacular in the 50s with the kids.
Right.
When they became adults, there was the acting got atrocious It got silly.
There's a big spider, as I remember it.
And that was actually a step up from the book.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never read the book.
I don't want to spoil it for anybody. You should definitely read it.
That's on my list is if that is Mad Max Fury Road for King Kong, it's going to be the most fun you have this year.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely put that in one of my most anticipated for sure.
Yeah. So we really need to figure out a way to end this show in 2017.
No.
Thanks for listening to You Can't Handle the Truth. Find your hosts on Twitter
at Sean Collier, PGH,
and at Aaron Kleiber. That's Kleiber, Kleiber. And follow us at Epicast TV. Head to www.epicast.tv for more great podcasts on the Epicast Network. You can email feedback to handlethetruthpodcast@gmail.com.